Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The totally redesigned Hustler X1 is the perfect combination of power and versatility. The Hustler X1 mower can do it all. The X1 gives you true commercial quality and design with 52, 60, and 72-inch decks, and you save $1,000 over last year's prices. Hustler's warranty provides extra peace of mind. With mowing speeds up to 10.5 miles per hour and reliability of all day every day, it's the redesigned Hustler X1 for you. To find your Hustler dealer, go to HustlerTurf.com. Save big on the X1. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Well, the cattle complex should open moderately higher this morning, supported by short covering and follow-through buying. But on the other hand, the hog issue is likely to open on a mixed basis again, with nearby contracts firmer than deferred counterparts. Now, cattle buyers could start to cast a few lines at midweek, probably nothing attractive enough to prompt any selling interest, but perhaps sufficiently serious to get the conversation started. Both sides will be monitoring the FedCattleExchange.com auction today. Internet trade volume hasn't been large enough to wad a shotgun this summer, but at times it can still be bigger and get things rolling. We believe asking prices should start about 120 to 122 in our part of the country. Now, the cash hog trade today is staged to open with bids steady to a dollar higher. The national dressed base was moderately higher yesterday, with negotiated trade volume totaling about 9,341 head. If margin packers want to move more country numbers, they'll find it necessary to write bigger checks. The hog futures should open on a mixed basis this morning, with the front contracts gaining on the back. Well, crops yesterday lacked the fireworks of the yesterday's markets as traders await Wednesday's USDA reports. The latest 6 to 10 day outlook keeps the heart of a pending heat wave over the Dakotas and Montana and has dry conditions there as well. The Midwest will be hot and dry in that forecast, but not quite as hot as the plains. Those forecasts kept a base under crop prices. Winter wheat finished mostly a little higher yesterday, while spring wheat had mixed issues in light trading ahead of Wednesday's numbers. The short covering that was the main driver behind Monday's gains appeared less attractive yesterday. Corn closed with fractional changes after new crop December. Powered to its highest in a year. The 3-point drop in corn condition ratings on Monday, that led to 65% good and excellent, appeared bullish, but caution ahead of Wednesday's report tempered that support. And soybeans closed a few cents higher yesterday, with August staying well above key moving averages and moving deeper into overbought territory on technical charts, with an RSI edging past 80. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
On our livestock futures, August live cattle up 105 at 114.87. October's up 140 at 114.82. August feeder cattle up 257, 147.25. September up 250 at 147.17. August hogs up 25 at 82.25. And October was down 77 at 69.17. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September up a quarter penny at 557 and a half. December up a half, 583 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, September up 3 cents at 553. And December's up 2 and a half, 576 and a half. September corn is down a quarter penny, 401 and three quarters. December is down a half at 414 and a quarter. August soybeans up 4 and a half, 1029 and a quarter. September is up 4 and a quarter at 1034 and a quarter.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.